The riots of 81. Yes, the riots. I wasn't involved in the riots as such, but from an innocent bystander point of view, I knew that something was brewing. Because even in the 60s with the Teddy Boys, well, the 50s really, with the Teddy Boys, and coming up through the 60s, you know? Because look, we was invited here to come and work and do the job. All the jobs that other people never wanted to do. So we come and we do what we're doing and stuff and raise with kids. And then the kids go to school and get a bit of education and still couldn't get a job. So at that point, we had a situation where people were trying to make a living in some way, whether legally or even illegally, you know. But people was just trying to live. And it was like a government push, you know, to squeeze the people in the ghetto and in the inner cities, as them call it nowadays. And they were trying to squeeze the working class man. But from a black person point of view, it was a situation where we was trying to get through and do what we needed to do. And at that time, I believe the sus law did come out and the stop and search and one thing and another. And one thing I remember, I was in a particular place and the place keep getting raided. And the police at that time were getting backhanders and they all used to come and start raiding and antagonizing and so on. And I remember that there was this girl that was in there and she was pregnant. And this place where we was, I'm not going to mention the place, but this place where we was, to go in and out of the club, the stairs were steep. And believe you me, sir, when I see the policeman approach the pregnant girl with no regard, you know, no regard for the girl, no regard for the fact that the girl was carrying a baby. Probably right, the girl shouldn't have been in the club. But anyway, she was there. When she went to go up the stairs, the policeman pushed her and she dropped on her belly right on the stairs. And believe you me, as an older person at that time, what occurred after, you know, was right. In my view, it was right because they had been pushing for the last 3 weeks, coming in and raiding and taking the p***, as them say. And listen, frustrations was high. And we turn round and we backside the police the night there. We give them some lick. We beat them out of the club. We beat them up the stairs. We beat them on the street. We just beat them, you know. We didn't even care what was going. There was no care that there was no care. We just let off and we beat the policeman. We beat them. Them couldn't even get the chance to radio for no help. But mind you, you know, them come down there about 20 strong, you know. And I would say about 12 of them or even 13 of them, they came down there in uniform and a couple of them was more in plain clothes. But you know something? Everything that named police that particular night there did get beat. And so it spilled over. The only thing that I would disagree with at the time of the riots is that the children, them, they make a statement. But when all was said and done, them mash up them own community. Because there were shops there that were benefiting the community and had benefited the community for such a long time. And it's them get to feel it. Them even smash up a shop them called Barry's. That was on the front. Also a couple more shops get mashed up too. But mind you, people are always saying about the riots on my side. But at the same time, there was riots in Liverpool as well as down here in Manchester. And there was riots in Stalybridge, you know, and a few other communities around. And they tried to make it out like it was a colour thing. And maybe for a few people, yes, it was. But it was other people as well. White people were rioting because, as they call them now, inner cities. There was a press on the inner cities by the government. And that is how the riots happened to come about. And a change did come. But by the same rule, a lot of people did suffer in the riots. Because I have two friends that was taken in to the police station and they was beaten profusely. and they were not the same people now. So, a lot of bad things happened in the riots. A lot of bad things. But the riots was a time bomb waiting to explode. And you know, it was a bad thing, but it was a good thing as well.